Maybe we're not quite there yet, but once ethical robots have solved problems on the battlefield, perhaps they can move on to solving the problem of climate change. Certainly humans haven't been able to do it yet. The latest effort to agree on big cuts in greenhouse gas pollution failed in Copenhagen last year. And now the man who headed up that effort says he's leaving his job. The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, prepared our report.
We now have a Copenhagen Accord, which I think contains a number of very significant elements.
Ivo de Boer tried to put a good spin on the outcome of the UN's Copenhagen Climate Summit. Speaking after a frenzied close to the 2 weeks of negotiations in December, de Boer credited the accord with a number of firsts. It includes a global agreement on a maximum temperature increase, significant movement by both industrialized and developing countries on emissions targets, and new commitments of money and technology to help poor countries fight climate change.
So, an impressive accord, but...
It's that but that likely will be remembered as Copenhagen's most important legacy, what didn't happen. No specific targets or timetables for reducing greenhouse gas pollution. No details on how the billions in aid would be raised or distributed, and perhaps most important, no legally binding agreement on anything. Ivo de Boer, a former Dutch civil servant who's led what's called the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change since 2006, presided over the negotiations, and he expressed deep disappointment that the world's governments couldn't close the deal in Copenhagen. Now, he says, it's time for him to move on. Observers aren't surprised.
Rightly or wrongly, Mr. de Boer is associated in many minds with the perceived failure of Copenhagen, and at this stage probably doesn't have the confidence of parties going forward.
Elliot Deringer of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change in Washington says that de Boer had pushed hard for a binding treaty in the months leading up to Copenhagen. In fact, Deringer says de Boer may have pushed too hard for a final treaty and raised unrealistic expectations of what governments would be willing to agree to in Copenhagen.
And I think that the Copenhagen Accord, in fact, suffers still from those unrealistic expectations. It does represent some forward progress, but is generally regarded as a deep disappointment, if not an outright failure.
Grassroots environmental groups like Greenpeace are among those who consider Copenhagen a failure, but they don't blame de Boer or the UN for that. Stephanie Tunsmore is a Greenpeace climate campaigner based in London. She praises de Boer for setting a high bar for the negotiations, but she says there's only so much that the UN body could do in trying to get a strong climate deal.
The UNFCCC create the forum for this to happen, but it's like any of these UN processes. The political will, the determination, needs to come from the members, from the governments.
Others have said that the problem at Copenhagen wasn't the lack of will or determination so much as the unwieldy UN process itself. They say the goal of getting every country to agree on every detail of something as complex as a climate treaty is close to impossible. And they say the focus should now be on smaller groups of major emitters and even bilateral agreements. But many still say that for all its weaknesses, the UN process is the only viable game in town. So now comes the search for a successor to de Boer and the effort to rebuild momentum toward the next round of climate talks in Mexico in November. For his part, the UN's outgoing climate chief will now turn his attention to working with businesses. De Boer says he believes that's where the ultimate solutions to the challenges of climate change must be found. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.